Well, we've just had the Easter long weekend and there's been so much sport. We've got to find out who's happy, sad, red-eyed and looking towards the future with our armchair expert. Tom, how are you doing?
Well, I'm all those things, Bear, of course. That's what constantly watching sport does to me.
So who's happy then?
Look, I'm going to go with Blake Ferguson. It doesn't matter what the score, it doesn't matter what he does. I wouldn't say he's necessarily these days a controversial winger, although he was certainly in his earlier days.
Yeah.
But Blake Ferguson, nothing seems to matter.
When you look at it, at that game yesterday afternoon, he contributed to a great number of points for both sides. He should be very happy about that.
That's what he just seems to do. And I guess this is what happens. A young player bursts on the scene. Everyone's looking to tag him in one way or another, and he did have his issues when he started. Then they go through a phase where, you know, that they are recognised as a fantastic player. And then the twilight of their career, everyone suddenly starts to like them. Blake's always liked himself.
Dare I say we should all raise a vodka cruiser to Blake Ferguson this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly what I'm saying.
Who's sad today?
Oh, Mitchell Pearce and Knights fans. Gosh, injuries-wise, just it takes its toll. It doesn't matter who the coach is, and I'm sure people are going to whinge about that. But when you're copping these injuries or you're losing a halfback regularly, there's not much else you can do.
They talk about the spine, Tom, and it doesn't help when half of your spine goes off injured and then the other one gets knocked out. So all they had left was their hooker, nothing else.
Yeah. The one who got knocked out, they told him he was Mitchell Pearce and told him to get back on there.
And then he choked? Is that what you're saying? Oh, don't go there, Bear. All right, who's red-eyed this morning?
Look, I would go sports fans in general from the weekend because there's so many lopsided scores, and we're talking NRL, AFL, and we're talking the English Premier League. A couple of big lopsided scores.
Can we put this down to the attention span of youngsters these days, Tom? If they're losing, well, who cares? We'll just wait till next week?
Yeah, certainly in the rugby league, we can put it down to the fact that some teams are just so weak.
Yeah.
And in the AFL, it's been a feature in the AFL from time to time, but there were some massive blowouts over the Easter weekend.
All right, and finally, who's looking towards the future?
Look, Bear, I have taken some blows this year. I've taken the blows when they've been delivered concerning Liverpool Football Club, but coming this Wednesday morning, it's the Champions League quarterfinals. We're up against Real Madrid, and this is our chance, mate. This is our chance.
By all accounts, the Champions League is the only competition that Real Madrid actually cares about, Tom.
It's certainly the only competition I care about at the moment.
So is that how it works? Look, like, seriously, if you were to win the Champions League, it doesn't matter that you don't finish in the top four of the Premier League?
No, because you automatically are back in the Champions League the next year.
Happy day.
Yeah, at the moment, there's a bit of a battle for us to finish in the top four, but Champions League, and look, it's one of those things where you were talking about motivating young guys. Often when you need to motivate experienced players, if you can put them 3-4 games away from a title, they become the great players that you've always known them to be.
Well, as we say, we are looking towards the future, and we will talk more sport with Tom next Tuesday. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bear. Catch you, mate.